The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's our number four, hour four of our radio program, and we go to Pittsburgh, PA. Thumbs up or thumbs down on Kenny Pickett. Continuing on as the starter, he has been named the de facto starter by state-sponsored NFL media against the Bills. How much danger is there in tossing Pickett, again, tossing him out against Buffalo? Is he going to blow a gasket? And can Mike Tomlin study what has become a Steeler team that has fallen into a sinkhole? Talk about that and more right now. Here it is, our number four. Crossing the picket line, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, hanging out together as we provide marginal chatter coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and ponderously powerful microphones. Why would you even ponder that? Of FSR emanating live from the seat, as in back seat driving. That's right. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our lead this hour coming from the confluence where the Monongahela, the Allegheny Rivers join together to form the mighty Ohio River. The Steelers are a bad football team. You are what your record says you are, and it ain't good in Pittsburgh. A slow start out of the gates for a team that has traditionally been at 500 or better. Certainly since Mike Tomlin took over, that's been a birthright for the Steelers. But after that win, surprisingly, against the Bengals in the opener, it has been loss, loss, loss. And now on the horizon, a date with the Buffalo Bills. So following the latest loss to the Jets, there has been much chatter on who will be under center going forward. Mitchell Trubisky was benched at halftime against gangrene because of a lack of wow factor on offense. Trubisky not getting it done in the first half. Blah football. He only had 84 yards in the first half of that game. No touchdowns and an interception. And so they made the change at halftime. We talked about this in a previous episode of the show. Mike Tomlin decided to go with the first-round pick. Kenny Pickett was given the first taste of regular season football. So, you make the call. Mike Tomlin has decided on who his gunslinger will be going forward, at least this upcoming week. And if you've not heard yet, perhaps not, we have learned now that Kenny Pickett is going to pick it as he will start week number 5 against Buffalo. State-sponsored NFL media telling us the Steelers are going to release the Kraken, or Kenny. Mike Tomlin refused to do that when asked about it after the game on Sunday. Tomlin will address the media, I believe, Tuesday. So later on Tuesday. And we'll get a little more on Tomlin, and he'll do some media stuff. And so we'll learn more about this. But the report is that Kenny Pickett will be the starter. So let us discuss the question. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up or thumbs down on Kenny Pickett starting against the Bills? So two thumbs up. I got two thumbs up. I've got pre-made salad, house money, and sorcerer's workshop. And we'll put all of these together, and we're going to make a stew is what we're going to make. So to kick off, Kenny Pickett should have been starting all season. We said that at the beginning. We believed it, and the results are in from Mitch Trubisky, and he is who we thought he was. We're not surprised. You want to crown him? Crown him. The Steeler franchise fooled themselves, right? Had Pickett been playing, Pittsburgh would have had a better chance of avoiding the 1-3 pothole that they find themselves in right now. Pittsburgh, as a franchise, we know they are as stubborn as a mule. They do things at their speed. God forbid anyone else interfere, which is why they kept serving up Mitch Trubisky. Fooling no one, certainly not opposing teams. Trubisky is akin to going to the grocery store and buying one of those pre-made salads, and then you get home and you open it up and you find out there's a nice family of cockroaches that are mixed in with the lettuce. Disgusting. Side effects of watching Mitch Trubisky play football include dizziness, lightheadedness, nausea, and vomiting. All of the above. So much of the quarterback apologist crowd out there who blamed it all on the bad coaching of Chicago for Trubisky, where are those people right now? Stand up and be heard. Remember those bleeding heart stories that were written? Oh, no, Trubisky didn't get a fair shake with the Bears. It bad coaching, bad play calling. It's not his fault. Give the guy a break. Okay, so he went to Buffalo. He hung out for a year, ate some chicken wings, sat on a bench, got hemorrhoids watching Josh Allen play, and now he's back as the starter. And how's that working out for you? Trubisky, in 3.5 games, averaged an NFL low, 5.6 yards per pass. Even Justin Fields running a 1940-style offense in Chicago, the guy that replaced Trubisky eventually, has done better. And a passer rating, which is 31st in the NFL for Trubisky. And only Fields has been worse in that department. Offensive gridlock. So we endorse the move to go with Kenny Pickett. And it really validates the original take that we had. We have no skin in the game. I'm not a Steeler fan or anything like that. But we go with the ABT strategy. Not ABC, the ABT strategy. What's the ABT strategy, you ask? I'll tell you. Anybody but Trubisky. Anybody but Trubisky. Bring back the aging Neil O'Donnell. Find Bubby Brister somewhere. I'm sure Cordell Stewart's available. Tommy Maddox. Any of them. All right, now furthermore, how much danger is there in Kenny Pickett blowing a gasket in Buffalo? This is the main argument not to start Pickett, which the Steelers have apparently decided is not a legitimate argument. The argument is you cannot play this guy because he'll be broken. And the people saying that, I've only come to one conclusion. The people that think Kenny Pickett's going to be broken because he's going to go out and have a bad game against the Bills, A, they don't believe in Pickett, and B, they think that if he was an item at a bakery, he would be cookie dough, that he's as soft as cookie dough. And to that, I say, phooey, is what I say. That's a bunch of hogwash, is what it is. You get helicopter people in the media that are like helicopter coaches or parents, overprotective nonsense. There is a chance that Pickett goes out and wets the bed. No question about it. It's worth the risk if I'm Tomlin and the Steelers. You don't improve by living in a bubble. And in this one, we're from the old school. You need to fall down. You got to make some mistakes there. You got to experience bad times to grow. Yes. If Kenny is going to be the guy long term, and who knows if that's the case or not, you have to see how he handles a hostile environment. There's nothing to lose. And that's why this makes all the sense in the world. And I totally rejected the argument, oh, they can't start Pickett. There's no expectations. It's like Zappy for the Patriots going into Lambeau. Nobody expected, they didn't think he was going to play. He wasn't starting the game. But when he got in there, it's like, well, the Patriots have no chance. They're going to lose. Game went to overtime, final play of overtime, and the Packers finally won. But now people are like, oh, wow, the Patriots, they found something with this guy Zappy. So the same concept applies with the Steelers here, that you're playing with house money. You got nothing to lose. Buffalo's a double-digit favorite in that game. They're expected to stomp out the Steelers like a cigarette on the sidewalk. Any signs of life from Pickett will be amplified. Any good throws that he makes. It's like, wow, wait a minute. And really, he does not have an incompletion yet. He was 10 out of 13, but the other three passes he threw against the Jets that were incomplete were intercepted. So, and two tip passes, the final interception on a Hail Mary at the end. All right, parting shot. So, can Mike Tomlin dig the Steelers out of the sinkhole that they're in? Well, he better go down to Lowe's or Home Depot there and buy a bunch of shovels there, because start digging. Dig-a-lig-lig. You got to dig. Get that shovel going here, because now I'm a fan of Tomlin. This guy is good for what I do. He's a quote machine, Mike Tomlin. Quote-o-matic, dial-a-quote, however you want to say it. But this season is pushing the boundaries of Mike Tomlin. There are a myriad of problems. The black and yellow have been coming apart at the seams. It's like they went into a wood chipper this year. Pittsburgh without TJ Watt for a few more weeks. He gone. The replacements have not been anything better than rotting meat filled with worms. That's it. No punch in the offense. It's just a bad, bad situation. And so they turn to rookie Kenny Pickett. Tomlin also has to go into the Sorcerer's Workshop, and he's got to bring some warlocks and some wizards and cast a spell on the Steelers. Pittsburgh has lost to the Patriots, the Browns, and the Jets, teams that are classified as lightweights right now in the NFL. And you look at the gauntlet for the Steelers with Kenny Pickett, upcoming at Buffalo, home with Tom Brady's Buccaneers, at the Dolphins, and at the Eagles. So barring an upset, you're staring down the barrel, if you're Tomlin, at a 1-7 start. The Steelers will be underdogs in every one of those games, and you bury them at that point. You get off to a 1-7 start. Obviously, forget about it. It's a 17-game season. You're 8 games in at 1-7. Forget about it, but that's what's on the line for the Pittsburgh Steelers going forward. All right, Spend Mather Show on Fox. We had a Monday night football game last night. Not much of a game. The Rams came out. Looked like the Rams were back. They marched down the field, 14 plays, 59 yards, capped off by a field goal, took the early lead. 49ers came right back, got a touchdown, and that was it. The 49ers never trailed. It was 7-6 at one point, but they never trailed. And the L.A. Rams dropped to 2-2, the 49ers 2-2. And Matthew Stafford, holy cannoli, sacked 7 times. He had a little Sam Darnold going on. He was seeing ghosts there. And the Ram offensive line was not good. The Rams' play calling was not good. Sean McVay, who we're obviously fans of on this show, but it's just not the same team. It's not just this game. Like this even the wins against Atlanta and Arizona, they're missing a bunch. They're just not there. Bunch of pushovers right now, the LA Rams, but they are 2-2 in the 49ers, who lost to the Bears. So how good are the 49ers? They lost to the Bears and the Broncos, but they're also 2-2. Every team in the division with the same record in the NFC West. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. On Fox, we'll take your calls if you'd like to be part. The lines are open at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter. If you don't want to stay on hold, you can send us a message on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. And we may read your comment on the air. Follow me on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Straight ahead, a rare win for the little guy. A rare win for the little guy. What is that all about? We'll get to it. We also have Sight to Bite coming up later in the hour. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off. Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ben Maller Show has been unscientifically proven to reduce stress and treat insomnia on the third shift. Maller Militia missionaries like yourself can help expand the Ben Maller Show via word of mouth. Tag along with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Only you can help us enlarge the Maller Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We began this hour ranting about the news that Kenny Pickett is going to be the quarterback going into the game against the Bills for the Steelers this weekend. Mentioned the Monday night game. The 49ers win that. Dan writes in from Parts Unknown. He says, hey, that scuffle on the sidelines, Ben, at the Ram game looked like you and Eddie off the air. Nah. We have more physicality than that Ram sideline scuffle. Hey, speaking of the Ram game, you think there'll be a lawsuit that comes out of that? Because we saw a Ram player, there was a streaker with a smoke bomb that came out on the field there, and it happened, was that the fourth quarter or the third? It was in the second half of the game. And Bobby Wagner, the old Seahawk, came up and tackled this Jamoke who ran out in the field. Think there'll be a lawsuit? You think some lawyer's going to get involved here and say, hey. Watch out. Black Steve the second writes in, says 7 out of 10 on the Maller monologue. Not fair comparing Trubisky to cookie dough. He's definitely more of a lemon bar because no one likes them. That's a fair point. Let's see here. Can't read that one on the air. We mentioned earlier the story in Florida. We had a guy from Orlando that called up, and Coop is going there. And one ugly runner writes in. He says, we have a guy that used to work here that lives in Fort Myers. He says, Fort Myers, not too bad, he says. One ugly runner. He's listening to us right now from the destroyed town of Cape Coral, Florida. Have not had electricity or running water or gas since the hurricane. Wow. And it's really bad, a lot of parts of town. Doesn't our friend Tony Bruno live down there as well, Eddie? I think he does. I think Tony relocated to
I did not know that.
To Florida. Yeah, he left Philadelphia after all those years. He went to, I believe he lives there. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's go to the phones. And I know he lives somewhere. I believe he was on like TV doing media stuff because where he lived got messed up. Everyone's all right. Let's go to Raymond, who's in Houston. Hello, Raymond. Welcome.
Hey, man. Hey.
Hey.
First time listening to the show, man. I'm impressed. I dig it. I dig the whole vibe.
Thank you. Just make sure you don't hear me talk about the Astros, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Astros fan. So, hey, bring it on. Hate us, because all we do is win, you know? I mean, that's all. Whether it's legal or illegal.
All you do is cheat.
But anyway.
That's right, yeah. Bang.
I did not call to get into that one. That's a different call. But, hey, I did want to bring up one thing I'm noticing this year in the NFL is these investigations of concussions. And it's kind of, and, you know, my take on it is as ever since, you know, concussions were brought to light as, you know, leading to CTE or, you know, I know it's not proven, but the NFL's year to year made a better effort to, you know, mitigate these things. We get it. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick was saying the other day on Thursday Night Football that one time he just came to the field and a scouter apparently in the stands saw that he was doing something and reported it down. So he had to come to the field for a couple plays, which he was totally fine. So I say that and that I find it very hard to believe these medical staff would try to, sleight of hand, like with Tua, try to say he was not concussed when he was in fact concussed. I find that hard to believe, and
you don't think the people who are being paid by the team isn't in their best interest to make sure the players are on the field? Isn't that like part of the deal, right? To get them out of the field.
But if you're a part of the medical staff, I guarantee you they wake up every morning and they hit on concussions and how to identify them, right?
I understand what you're saying, and we talked about Tua a lot last week. We got into it after the Thursday game with the Bengals, but I mean, this has been going on for years. Like there's no really independent. They keep using the word independent, but they're getting a check from the NFL ultimately, whoever's involved in it. And we know why the NFL is so concerned about concussions. They don't really give a crap about concussions. They're worried about the lawsuits that come from concussions.
Right.
That's what they're worried about. They don't want to have to pay any more settlements out because there's mass litigation against the NFL. So they're worried about their own liabilities, what they're worried about. This is the whole thing.
Right.
The whole point. Otherwise, they wouldn't let the guys go out there if they're looking goofy. Their eyeballs are rolling around in the back of their head. They don't care.
Yeah. And look, I played college football. I've had about 10, 11 concussions. I was a fullback, and it was a rough time. That's a rough position to play, you know. But there was never anybody looking for me to be concussed. It was kind of on me. So I just say.
Well, yeah, I think that's. But isn't that as somebody that played football, right? You would say that ultimately it's on the player also, like Tua, whoever is the person with the concussion, they've got to be okay. I got a concussion. I can't play. Like, I'm old. Like, my day, you just kept going. They didn't, they thought you were a wuss if you came out with a concussion. They're like, what is wrong with you? You know, they looked down upon it. Yeah.
Exactly. But with all the eyes on things and with all the, you know, let's say they were to get caught and Tua was in fact concussed and they lied, right? What are the repercussions of that? And is it worth it from then on? You know, I don't think any team thinks it's worth it to lie about a concussion or any way, shape, or form.
Well, by that standpoint, why would people lie about anything? Because you get in trouble if you lie. I mean, people lie all the time, right? I mean, every doctor has to take the oath, right? There should be no corrupt doctors. There should be no shady doctors based on that. But thank you, Ray. But that's like a real legitimate sports radio call. We got to balance that out right now. Let's go to Poppy in San Diego. Picking with Poppy. He told me the Rams on Monday night. He said the Rams. He put the whammy. Poppy's whammy on the LA Rams. Hello, Poppy. Uh-oh. Poppy. Wake up, Poppy. Where did you go, Poppy? Did he find? I hope he's not sleeping. He drives Uber. Yeah, so that would be,
Wake up, you're driving.
Poppy, wake up, Poppy. You finally made it on the air, Poppy. All right. Hang up on Poppy. So, a win.
Picking with Poopy.
Yeah, picking with Poopy. A win for the little guy. Now, you know on this show, we are a gambling-friendly show. I like to put down a shekel or two on a ball game. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it's not. I am a big believer in, you know, you don't have to bet a lot. You can bet a little bit. A little extra money, whatever. Have a good time. So one of my hobbies. I've done Benny versus the Penny for years on the radio. It's on the podcast now. And I've done pretty well so far this year to start betting every game. But if you are a gambler, you know this. Very rarely does the public win. I'm not supposed to say that because I do gambling commercials, but very rarely does the public win. And the wise guys, if you will, the sharp gamblers, the ones that have the inside information, they're the ones that usually win, but the house will end up beating the public more times than not. And so I always, as a rule, try to go against the public. If everyone's going one way, I try to go the other, and I've done okay with that for the most part. I bet on some really crappy teams over the years as a result of that. But if you go week by week, once in a blue moon will the public beat the house. It happened for the first time here in 2022 this past weekend. The sports books lost on Sunday. And following the late games in the NFL, the sports books reported that they lost for the first time this NFL season, the most bet games were the Bills, Ravens, Cowboys, Commanders, and the Eagles, Jags game. The most bet teams were the Cowboys, -3, they won. The Chiefs at +1, they won outright. And the Bills at -3, that game was a push. And some of the other teams that got a lot of action there, the I mean, it's pretty much the same teams, but they all won for the most part. And so the public that was loading up on the Cowboys, Chiefs, and Bills, if you bet on those teams, you either won or you got a push, so you got your money back. So Vegas did not do well in those particular games. But I don't think we need to have like a bake sale. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we need a bake sale for the casinos. And as my friends that work in that business tell me, they say, well, Ben, we might lose on the game, but we'll win on the props. And we'll win on the props. And so, but anyway, good week for the little guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes.
before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see Kim Kardashian? Did you see that story bouncing around? She did a commercial on social media. She got paid a couple $100,000 to promote some crypto. And she didn't say it was a commercial, so she got fined $1.3 million for promoting a worthless crypto.
What? Pennies.
I know, exactly, right? Do they own all of Calabasas up the road from here? Like, is anyone else allowed to live there other than the Kardashians? Is it? It's craziness, man. Can you imagine that? Be able to afford the $1.3 million fine. If I got fined $1.3 million, okay, I would have panic attacks and it would, I mean, my God, my life would be over. I had nothing left. Nothing left at all. You've got to be kidding me. Anyway, all right, let's go to the phones. And let's say hello to America's favorite drag queen caller to sports radio in Buffalo, just outside Buffalo, Phalexis. Hello, Phalexis. Welcome.
It's great getting porn, I'm telling you. Oh, Ben, let me tell you, I should have listened to you. When I'm wrong, I'm not like you. I'll come out and say I'm wrong. I should not pick the Saints. But everybody else won, I picked, even though Steelers. And all you Steeler fans out there that said I was a jinx, I was going to jinx the Steelers. They almost lost to the Jets. Suck, suck, suck. But the Steelers.
Nobody cares about your picks. Nobody cares about your picks.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Because they don't pick the Rams.
No.
Look
no,
at you
nobody,
beating up the Rams because they suck.
Well, the Rams do stink. And I beat them up. I attacked the Rams. I didn't hold back on the Rams. I ripped them. They deserve to be ripped. That was embarrassing. That's unbecoming of a reigning Super Bowl team.
See what kind of fan you are?
I'm a real fan. I'm not a loser.
Really?
I'm not blinded by the light.
You're a Rams fan.
Oh, yeah?
Not a Rams
You're
fan.
A lame fan. How about that? You're lame. You're lame. Yeah.
Eddie
doesn't want to talk to you.
He loves me.
No, Eddie hates you.
Anyway.
Eddie can't stand you. Yeah.
So I'm picking the Colts to win Thursday.
Oh, come on. Don't what are you doing again?
It's like
Poppy.
Bay to win.
Okay. Okay. Nobody will remember.
Green Bay.
Nobody will remember that. All right. Thank you. Go back to bed. So Brett Favre, we have not talked a lot about this scandal. Brett Favre is someone that has apparently, I think overwhelmingly, the evidence appears to be very, very direct. There's not a lot of wiggle room on this, that Brett has taken taxpayers' money that was supposed to go to the poor in Mississippi, and has directed that to build like basketball gymnasiums and crap like that. So he's lawyered up now. And he's getting ripped for the lawyer that he picked. Huh? I'm not in that world, but I can pretend to be a lawyer on the radio. So this guy, Eric Hirschman, is the attorney for Brett Favre.
Never heard of him.
He's a former White House lawyer. He advised Donald Trump to, quote, get a great effing criminal defense lawyer after the January 6th thing a couple years ago. And so there's that. And the reason that this is an odd decision, we are told, I don't know this guy Hirschman at all, but the fact that they hired him is, Brett Favre could have hired any attorney, he's got a lot of money, does not make a lot of sense because he has only had two federal criminal cases and none the past two decades on his resume. So Brett Favre just hired a guy that is a lawyer who doesn't do what Brett Favre needs. Like, you know how you got to hire a lawyer that fits what you're doing. If you have a tax problem, you got to hire a lawyer that's good with the taxes. You got to hire, if you get in a car accident, you got to hire a lawyer that's good in that department. And I don't know why he hired that. Somebody, maybe Trump called him up and said, hey, hire this guy. I don't know. But he hired a guy that's apparently not really good at what Favre needs.
He's probably getting money out of it somehow.
You think they're siphoning money? Say, yeah. Like, hey, I'll help you out. I helped out. I know people in Mississippi. All right, come on. No, but this Hirschman guy, he issued a statement. This is great. The defense attorney for Brett Favre, he said, quote, "I only agreed to represent Brett Favre after I did my independent due diligence and was convinced that he did nothing wrong. Brett enthusiastically tried to help his alma mater, a public university that needed and wanted his help." Of course, this is known as a lie by omission, leaving out the part the money was supposed to go to people who needed the help more, okay? That needed bread to eat. And it's ridiculous. All right. Anyway, Poppy called back for some reason. Poppy, why'd you call back? We were so happy the phone died. Why'd you call back, Poppy? What's up with that, Poppy? No, I think the phone's dying again. I think
Poppy's here live and direct, and last week we did good. I told you guys early on those Bengals, we cash, bling, bling. I told you guys would have taken the Ravens plus 3.5, bling, bling. We cashed with the Ravens plus 3.5.
Poppy, what was your prediction on the Ram 49er game? How'd that work out, Poppy?
Cash today, bling, bling.
Oh, you are so full of it.
With the 49ers, and I actually cash on the money line.
You're lying. Your nose is growing, Poppy. Your nose is growing, Poppy.
Poppy has no reason to lie. Poppy is a man of his word, people. When Poppy says something, he does it. I'm old school like that. That's what Poppy does. I like this new generation, you know?
Yeah. And, is there anyone using an Uber at this hour in San Diego? Is anyone using an Uber right now?
Hookers.
Well, you know, not right now, but you see some rides here and then. But, you know, we're here to talk about picking with Poppy. And we are going to pick. I do like, today I like the best pitcher in the Dodgers, Urias, with the revenge game.
Revenge against the Rockies.
You gotta think about this, Ben. You might be laughing right now, but I'm gonna be cashing, laughing at you when I cash.
Okay, laugh at me.
Because think about it. It is a revenge game. The Dodgers lost yesterday against the Rockies.
Do you understand what a revenge game is? Do you understand the concept? It's not game number 160 or 161 of a baseball
game. Ben.
Trust me, the players in baseball are not thinking revenge right now, okay? They're thinking about vacation is what they're thinking.
All right, let me tell you my pick on NFL, Ben. I like the Bucs, and I like the Saints winning. Why? Because Alvin Kamara is going to come back.
Okay, all right. The Saints suck. I gotta go. Thank you. Go away. Real quick, Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario, and then we will have Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. Hello, Cowboy.
Oh, hi, Ben. Speaking of Blinded by the Light, the guy who sang the song will be 82 on October 21st. I'm talking about Manfred Mann.
Who?
And about the Kardashians. The Kardashian elder, Robert Kardashian Sr., passed away 19 years ago Friday.
What do you think, Rob Kardashian, if you could bring him back, what do you think he would think of this?
Tommy Lee,
his kids.
I hope you had a happy 60th birthday
yesterday.
Still
going.
And, of course, Janis Joplin passed away 52 years ago today. Joined the 27 Club 16 days after.
And where are the white women at?
Jimi Hendrix, who died September 18, 1970.
Take your people to
Mount Money. Remember, got to be a boy to be a cover. Goodbye.
There he goes. Where he goes. Now, like, Kardashian, the old man, right? The patriarch of the family, passed away years ago. But I remember him as like OJ, one of OJ's guys. But that nobody knew. If you could tell him where his kids are right now, I wonder if he would, like, that's great. They're all billionaires, or like, what the hell happened? Like, yeah. Anyway. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. We have Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. I need some judges for Sight the Bite. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry, fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled, M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing keeps you up at night more than the authentic sound of the Ben Maller Show. Help bond with the Maller Militia by listening live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and get funky in the audio vault of magical podcasts from past shows. It's as easy as ABC and 123. Subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Amplify the Maller brand. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's time now to Cite the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
Call early, call often. The lines are jammed, but people hang up right away. So 877-99 on Fox. If you want to be one of our judges here, it's Cite the Bite, the great audio mystery. The way this bit works, we will play a soundbite, someone from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. It could be an athlete, a coach, a prominent media member, and then you have to figure out who it is. We start out with no clues. You just have to listen closely to their voice and see if your auditory skills are up to par. And then after every couple of incorrect guesses, should we get that far, we will then give you some clues along the way. So let's get to it right now. Here it is, Cite the Bite, the audio mystery of the week. And let's go to the audio tape.
That's the guy I know. That's the guy I know.
That's the guy I know?
That's the guy I know.
That's what he's saying. That's the guy I know. Okay. Will anyone get this right? 877-99 on Fox. You want to play? Eddie, I'm going to go first. I think caller number 5.
Wrong again, Ben. Nobody's going to get
it. You are such a hater. Roberto.
Guess what, Eddie? Nadie. Nobody's going to win this game.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you guys
Nobody,
are all,
Nadie.
You guys are evil. All right, Koopaloop.
I have faith. I think it's going to be caller number 5.
All right, good job by you. There you go, Koop. Keep going there. All right, play it one more time. Play it one more time.
That's the guy I know.
Okay, let's start out with Slim the Trucker in the leadoff spot. Hello, Slim.
What's up, Ben? Roberto, love the Dr. Dre. Ben, is that legendary Seattle Seahawks quarterback Dan Scott McGuire, Mark McGuire's brother?
Oh, Dan McGuire, very tall, couldn't throw very well. Is that Dan McGuire?
Yes.
No.
Have a great day.
Such a great guess, Slim. 877-99 on Fox. Let's try Black Steve the second. Hello, Black Steve.
Yo, hey, I know a loser when I hear one. That's that fat-ass Matt Rule.
Is that the fat coach of the Carolina Panthers? No, it is not Matt Rule, but thank you, Black Steve.
Racist.
Not Matt Rule. Play it again.
That's the guy I know.
All right, his brother was drafted by the Los Angeles Angels. Does that help you out? No? Anybody? Shane in Des Moines is my caller number 3. Hello, Shane.
Is that Pacer center Miles Turner?
Is that Miles Turner? No. Hang up on yourself. Thank you. Go away. Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. Caller number 4, Nathan in Minnesota. Nathan, what's the answer here, Nathan?
No, it is not me.
What? All right. He's gone. Let's try Dan in Boston. It is Cite the Bite at 877-99 on Fox. Dan, who is this?
That's Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart. Is that Marcus Smart of the Celtics? No! It is not Marcus Smart. Guy tied with Randy Moss for the most 50-plus yard touchdowns by a rookie. You know, we're out of time, unfortunately.
Oh, no! I win!
It's Saquon Barkley of the Giants. Saquon.
We win, Roberto!
You don't win because you're haters.
You're haters.
You don't
win.
You're a hater.
Blow me up, Rocky Roberto.
TireRack.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.